Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story, Noble Quran and Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Abu Abdurrahman Salmi was a tutor of the Noble Quran in Medina. Many children would come to him to learn how to recite the Holy Quran. One day, he taught a son of Imam Hussein to recite Surah Al-Fatiha or Al-Hamd. When the child recited the Surah Al-Fatiha before his father, then Imam Hussein was so pleased that he rewarded the tutor with valuable gifts. Some people criticized this action, saying it was not necessary to give so much in return for teaching one surah. In reply, Imam Al-Hussein said, "What comparison can there be between the gift I have given to the tutor of my child and his teaching the Noble Quran, the gift which he has given to my child?" Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, gave a lot of importance to the Noble Quran during his life. During the night of Qadr in the holy month of Ramadan, there is a specific ziyarah of Imam Hussein which we recite. At one point in that ziyarah, we say, "I bear witness that you established prayers and gave zakat, poor rate. Enjoined good and forbid evil, and you recite the book, Noble Quran, the way it should be recited." Similarly, on the nights of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, in another ziyarah of Imam al-Hussein, we say, "I bear witness that indeed you recite the book of Allah. Peace be upon you, O companion of Noble Quran." Imam al-Hujjah, may Allah hasten his reappearance, Imam al-Mahdi, in his ziyarah addresses Imam al-Hussein saying, "You were for the Prophet a son and for the Noble Quran a support." All these wordings of different ziyarahs show the relation of Imam al-Hussein with the Noble Quran during his life.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to different religious stories and then take lessons out of their themes and try to make use of them in our everyday life. The story we've just listened to is about the relation between Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the Noble Quran. As Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's revolt is concerned, it is the Imam who has conferred that sublime honor and this obligation by the sacrifices he personally made and those of his family and companions. His stance against oppression and tyranny, as exemplified in the events of Karbala, is seen as a reflection of the Quranic values of standing up for truth and justice. Imam Hussein alayhi salam revolted to keep the principle of enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong, live in all spheres of life. He used to say that Yazid was the epitome of rejection and that he should be effaced from the world of Islam. His Eminence said in that regard, "O people, the Messenger of Allah has said, one who sees a tyrant ruler considering the unlawful things lawful, ignoring the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, opposing the practice of the Messenger of Allah, and deals with the people in a sinful and oppressive way, but by word or action he does not object to it, the Almighty Allah has the right to convey him to his place. This statement shows that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's jihad was just following the Holy Prophet's advice to stand against tyranny and objection. Okay, let's go for a break for now.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. Another aspect representing the commitment of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and the Holy Book of Quran, especially in the event of Karbala, is defense of Islam. You know, Imam Hussein's stand against Yazid was driven by his concern for protecting and preserving the true teachings of Islam. He saw Yazid's rule as a deviation from the path set by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and felt compelled to defend the principles of the Quran. His sacrifice at Karbala was seen as a righteous struggle to safeguard the purity of Islam and prevent its distortion. Imam alayhi salam began his great revolution so that through it he may open the Book of Allah and make his uprising a lesson for people of reason. And through that revolution, he demolished the obstacles that the Umayyads had installed to prevent the progress of Islam. Hence, after that revolution, no negative effect or dangerous plot of the Umayyad regime remained in the world of Islam. Because after the slaying of the Imam, the people rose up like valiant lions and they did not give any importance to their life and safety. They all arose with a firm determination to take up arms against the tyrannical regime of Umayyads, and one after another, revolts rocked the Umayyad rule till finally the unjust regime was uprooted from Islam and their ego was annihilated. The third manifestation of Imam's devotion with the noble Qur'an is embodying Qur'anic values. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam embodied the values of compassion, mercy and selflessness that are emphasized in this book through his actions and speeches. He showed immense practice and forbearance in the face of adversity and remained steadfast in his commitment to God's commandments, even when confronted with overwhelming odds. He had mercy even to his enemies and even cried for their doomed destiny, which is the hellfire. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for today's episode of Lantern has come to its end. For short, we talked about the relation of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and the Holy Book of Quran, especially regarding the revolution of Karbala. Imam Hussein's commitment to the Quran serves a powerful example for we as Muslims, inspiring us to prioritize the principles of justice, truth, and righteousness in our lives. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode. Until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.